Coach Pees, how much of this week is really, I guess that's execution more than anything else. Having seen these guys so many times and having the familiarity with a lot of their personnel, even though there are some new pieces this year, how much of this week's game comes down less to game planning and more just execution and the way you play on Sunday?
Well, I think a lot of it comes down to execution. It's hard to, as much as we've seen them and done different game plans and all that kind of stuff, it's same way with them. They do what they do, and we kind of do what we do, and it's just a matter of, you got to make the plays when the plays are there to be made. And they're going to make some, we're going to make some, and we hope we make more than they do, and it's that's very true. It's pretty much that's the way it is every week is execution, but probably maybe, like you said, maybe more this week than ever, just because of the familiarity between the two clubs.
Dean, what kind of advice or training do you give your front seven, but I guess mostly your front three or four, for when Peyton gets up on the line and he's, doing the signals, he's calling out things, and they're usually sitting there for like 10 or 15 seconds. How do you want your guys to handle that?
Well, I think the thing, first of all, you got to be is just be ready, because he doesn't always do that. Sometimes he comes up and he'll also go on quick and catch a lot of people napping, and you can watch that on film. You can see teams trying to sub and get players in, or guys on defense standing around kind of waiting, and all of a sudden he snaps the ball and they're off and running. So, I think anytime, the quarterback's up there, no matter what he's doing, you got to be ready on defense for the ball to be snapped at any time, and not really kind of go the other way and fall asleep thinking, well, we're going to sit around here and wait on him, because he knows how to handle that and get the ball snapped and get it going. So, the thing that you got to do is just you got to be patient and got to read your keys and move when the ball moves and not really. You're going to pay attention to what he's saying because he's going to be doing a lot of talking. But at the same time, don't get too caught up in that and not doing what you're supposed to do.
Do you try to figure out what he's saying, what he's running over to guys and doing, or do they? Do you try to match him adjustment for adjustment if you can figure it out, I guess?
Well, I don't know that, it's like anybody. I'm sure they have more than one code word that means the same thing. They're not going to use the same code words. It's not going to take too long for anybody to figure out if you say the same thing over and over and it's always the same play. Somebody's going to figure that out. So, I think what you got to be a little careful of sometimes is trying to overanalyze that. You got to play the play, and the biggest thing on defense is if you're disciplined, you do what you're assigned to do in any particular defense, it's going to work. If you don't, then it won't. And sometimes if you try to overanalyze it, you may guess wrong and really give up a big play. And I think the key thing is always to just play assignment football and do what you're supposed to do within the framework of the defense, and things will generally, work out well for you. I mean, they're going to make, like I say, they're going to make some plays. But I think sometimes you get over-analytical and sometimes that can come back to haunt you a little bit. You kind of overthink things. Just need to play within the framework of what the defense asks you to do.
Dean, the defense has obviously gotten much younger since last year. What are just the possible upside and pitfalls to having young guys out there and so many of them?
Well, I don't know that there's any, whether you could really say upside or pitfalls one way or the other. Sometimes I don't know. I think sometimes we play too much into the age thing. I think it's a matter of guys being able to play fast, play smart. Obviously, the more experience that you have, the better you view things, probably the easier things come to you, the easier it is to make adjustments. That comes with experience. But at the same time, being able to play fast, play on your feet, do the things you need to do on defense, whether you're young and fast or old and fast, really, just playing with speed on defense certainly helps. I think the fact that we've gotten younger has helped us probably a little bit on the speed part of it. You know, obviously when you're playing with younger players, sometimes the inexperience factor comes in. But at this point in time in the season, even though we're younger, even if you're a rookie, you've now played 12 games. You've played a college football season. And if you're a second-year player like Mayo and Guyton, I mean, you've played quite a bit of football. So, you know, I think at this point in time, the experience factor shouldn't be as big a factor as some people might make it to be.
Hey, Dean, last year you held Indianapolis to 18 points in their own place. How similar, going into this game, does their offense seem to what you faced last year? And just a secondary question, too. Dallas Clark is having a tremendous year in yards after catch. How do you address that?
Well, number one is, really, I wouldn't compare our defense or I wouldn't compare their offense to last year. It's really hard to always compare. I think, you know, like I said earlier on, we kind of do what we do, and that's always based on the people that we have and the people that we're playing, and it's the same thing that they do. I think Peyton's having a tremendous year, but I don't know when he's not had a tremendous year. So he's doing all the things right that he's always done. I don't, when I watch him on film, I mean, it's the same big plays. It's Wayne. It's maybe some different guys out there instead of Harris and stuff, but it's still Clark and Wayne and Adai. And, you know, they got the two new young guys here, you know, in Garcon and Colley, and they're just kind of taking the place of the other guys. And, you know, it hasn't always been Clark and Wayne that hurt us or Harrison. I think that one year, I can't remember the tight end's name now, but he hurt us in the playoff game. I know it's 81. I still see it running in front of me. But, you know, they do what they do, and they're a tremendous offense. They've got tremendous confidence in what they do. And so I think from one year to the next, I mean, I don't really see a drop-off in any way, shape, or form.
What type of pace do you expect for the game? We've seen, you know, the games take shape in different ways when these teams have met. Sometimes it's been back and forth. Other times it's been more of almost like a slowdown game. What do you expect this time?
I have no idea. I got to be prepared for both. It could be they came out last week against Houston and went at a very fast tempo. They've gone out of times and gone in a slow tempo. That's one of the things that they can do in that offense, and they can gear it up on you at any time. And, you know, Mike, I have no idea how they'll approach the game. So we, you know, it's kind of like last week with Miami. You know, how much Wildcat are you going to see? Well, I don't know. You know, it depends on how much they want to run or how much success they have with it or whatever. I think each week you just got to prepare for as much as you possibly can and then adjust to it, you know, within the game.
Dean, how big a factor is getting everybody ready to do everything this week with their no huddle and maybe their ability to kind of keep you guys from substituting?
Well, it's always a challenge, you know, with their no huddle and you know, trying to, you know, match personnel groups or whatever. You know, it's always a challenge. But I think the biggest challenge with Indianapolis is not so much the no huddle, it's just their ability to make plays and, you know, be productive. I mean, they do a lot of things right, you know, when they run the ball. When they pick to choose to pass the ball, whether it's a quick pass or whether it's a down-the-field pass, to me, what's the biggest thing about Indianapolis is just their ability to have production. I mean, there's times you watch on film and you swear that the guy is really covered pretty well by the other team and he zips it in there and either the guy makes a heck of a catch or it's a heck of a throw. To me, that's the biggest thing about Indianapolis is just their ability to make plays on offense, whether it's at a slow tempo, whether it's at a fast tempo. They can do both. So the biggest thing for us, the biggest challenge for us, is to just be able to match them and to, you know, play good, solid defense and make plays when we have the opportunity to make them.
Dean, how far off the board was it for the Colts to open that fast against the Texans in terms of had they done that much that sustained in other games this year?
Well, I don't know that they did that much, but the fact everybody knows they can do it. I mean, they can do it in a two-minute situation. You go back to the Miami game earlier in the season. Miami went up on them late in the game, and boom, four plays later, they're in the end zone, back ahead. They have that ability to do it at any point in time. So, you know, whether they started that game, whether they want to do the entire game that way, whether they want to start the second half that way, they have the ability, and you know they have the ability to do it. And so is it surprising that they did it? Not really. I mean, it's within their realm that they would do that. I mean, if they were a ball control run type team all the time, then that would be a surprise. But with them, nothing really would surprise you at any tempo that they went.
Dean, in your scouring of game film, have you spotted a defense style that has worked to slow down Peyton Manning and his offense? And if you have, what do they do?
Well, if I did, I probably wouldn't tell you. I would make it public if I did have such a defense. I think the thing, like I say, you know, you got to be able to do what, first of all, what your players are capable of doing. You can't just go out and run a defense that's saying, oh, this is great, but your guys can't do it. You got to take into account what do our players do best, how can we put them in the best position to have success, and then secondly, if we put them in that position, can they have success against what they like to do, and can we adjust to it, and can we do those sorts of things? You know, I don't know that, you know, in the 6 years that I've been here, the only time that we really stopped them was when in the AFC Championship game back in 04 out here when it was snowing. Every other time, we may have slowed them down some, but I don't know that we can ever say that we really stopped them. So, you know, it's a game that you got to really just kind of control them and do a good job there. And you know, when you get down in the red area, we got to do a better job than we did this last week and keep them out of the end zone if they get down in.
How much do you prepare for the noise this week with your linemen?
Last question. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, Dean, how much do you guys prepare for the noise this week?
For the noise?
Yeah.
I mean, we'll prepare as best as we can. I mean, obviously you can't simulate it exactly, but Bill always does a great job of providing some noise and trying to simulate it the best that we can. But really, it's probably going to be more for the offense than it's probably a better question for the offense than the defense.
Yeah.
They usually aren't as loud when Peyton's on the field.
All right, everyone. Thank you very much, Coach.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.